Hey, listen, before I get started, just want to tell you, we're glad you clicked on the link to listen to the show. We're changing some things around and making an effort to produce a better show. I hope it shows. After this, make sure you find us on all the social media platforms. I started posting regularly now and putting out some good memes that you all know and like. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and whatever else is out there. Just search for The Salty Show. Give us a follow, hit that like button, share some of our content. All right, I'm going to get back to this target practice right now. But stick around, enjoy the show. Let us know what you think. Shift fire!
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Shoot, what up, everybody? It's your boy, the unemployed Timmy Two Times. What up?
Wow. Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hey, what's up, broke bitch? Sully Saul, what's up?
Oh, broke man, bitch, we'll get into that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, it's the third Democratic debate that took place this week. And power-hungry Dems continue to add to the laundry list of rights they would like to take away if elected. Not to worry, though. They're offering a lot of free shit, so this way you won't mind or even notice.
Hey, I'm going to switch to Democrat now because I got laid off. I want free shit. Yeah.
All right, next. Democratic candidate Marianne Williamson was caught on a hot mic a few days ago saying conservatives are nicer than liberals. I'm not kidding. Yeah. She's a diehard liberal. But even she's noticing the trend of mean girl spirit that pervades her own party.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
This is bad. That was great. I read that article. I laughed my ass off.
All right. Iran appears to be in financial trouble. They're at the verge of total economic collapse. How'd this happen? Without one shot fired.
Trump 45. Yeah, exactly. No, we call it Trumponomics.
Trumponomics?
Well, yeah, not one shot fired and no need for pallets of hundreds of billions of dollars. That's what I call the art of the deal. However, Donald Trump, he wants to ban vaping. And you know what I say to that? From my cold dead hands. All right. All right. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show. We salty today, man.
don't try to dance, please.
I mean, I just salty.
No. You see, you can't salty. Dance because you're not allowed to be in a good mood. You know why? Because you're employed.
Anyway. Oh, wow.
Barely. I'm employed and don't make any money. So yeah, well, what the fuck? I have every right to be able
we call that bad business.
All right, ready?
I love
what's
your husband's
going
face.
On? What's going on?
What's going on with the crazy chronicles?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start it out with man buys penis enlarger.
Ooh.
And gets a magnifying glass instead.
But did they lie?
That's a good joke. That's a good A.
Objects in marketing.
Objects in mirror look larger than they appear.
Or closer than they appear.
Have you ever done that? You ever tried looking at your pee-pee in like a magnifying glass or something like that or a telescope?
Why?
Ew. Thank you.
I haven't. I don't own one of those.
It's not an attractive thing.
What, a dick?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I got a beautiful dick.
Oh, well,
so
okay.
He was.
I've been told
so,
it's beautiful.
He wanted an enlargement, but he got a magnifying glass instead.
Yeah, it says a man who purchased a penis enlargement device online.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
That's a good one.
Dear Lord. I've heard of a similar story years ago. This lady sent up. This was back before the internet, and it was like mail order stuff through the back of magazines. Mm-hmm. And one, they were looking for a guaranteed cockroach killer. She had a problem with bugs in her house. So she ordered, you know, she filled out the online form and sent off her check. And 2 weeks later, she got a brick in the mail. It's guaranteed to kill a cockroach.
That is,
you know,
good marketing.
Let me ask you a question.
Marketing.
What happened? Like, what was the guy's response? Like, did he try calling up, getting his money back?
So he put in a complaint.
A complaint?
A formal complaint?
He put in a public service and complaint bureau
Was it
chairman
from China?
Said,
he couldn't mail it back.
It would cost him $18.
Datuk Siri Michael Chong said Tuesday that the disgruntled customer, known only as Ong,
Donald Trump don't trust China.
had paid for the penis enlarger. When he received the package, he was shocked.
I will find you.
Find a magnifying glass inside.
And I will kill you.
Hey, wait a minute, you guys. The instructions that came with the package merely read, do not use in sunlight.
Let me tell you something.
That was worth the price.
You'll destroy.
Right,
you'll destroy.
That was good.
That was good. You're getting better at this.
All right, what else is going on?
All right, let's go to the next one. So Uranus takes a pounding more frequently than thought. Your anus.
My anus
your
or
anus.
Your anus?
No, your anus.
Your anus.
Takes a pounding more frequently than thought. So Uranus isn't just gassy.
Ow.
It's also tilted completely sideways.
It is.
Such that instead of rotating like a spinning top, it rolls around the plane of the solar system more like a giant ball.
Mr. Lover Lover.
Uranus. She gets around.
Uranus is getting it on. Oh, yeah.
So the article continues to say that they think they know how this happened, and it means that Uranus has been pounded really, really hard. Not once, but twice.
That bitch got it.
Twice.
Oh shit!
So, isn't
Uranus?
Isn't Uranus one of the planet?
No, Uranus.
Isn't Uranus the one that they think came from another solar system?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw somewhere on some science show where they think that one. I think it's either Uranus or Neptune. I don't remember which one.
No, Uranus.
Basically,
I don't know.
It flew into our solar system next to.
So what you're saying is something flew into Uranus and got caught inside of it.
This guy,
it's like, the hairs.
Anyways,
it's like anal beads.
Yeah, you can't say Uranus.
Listen, you unemployed shit.
Hey,
that was below.
Go take Uranus and get the fuck out of here.
That was below the belt.
I'm gonna kick you in Uranus
and his Uranus.
I'm gonna kick Uranus.
Anyways,
all right, ready? Here we go. Upper East Side poop attack.
What?
What?
New York? They do poop.
Upper East Side poop attack suspect in custody linked to second smearing incident.
Ooh, oh, so he's Lord. So wait, hold on. Was he like,
I pooped my pants?
So wait, did he actually like fling poo at kids in the zoo?
We lost Heidi.
Did he actually like fling poo like kids in the zoo, or did he?
The man suspected of grabbing a woman and then stuffing a bag of feces down her shorts on a Manhattan street is in custody.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Is that true?
Why is he doing that?
Wait, hold on. Do you think that's true?
Like, I have no idea.
Like, have you ever pooped in your dreams and woke up
No.
Like, my body, I always...
Leave it to Kyle to
poop himself. No, he's lying. He lied. All right, this guy...
No, it's true.
No, wait. No. At 2 years old, it doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you often dream of pooping? I don't know if I ever
have. I have, but I get bubble guts and then I get woken up and I run to take a shit.
I had last night after we came back from Santeezy's.
You had greasy food. You probably haven't had it.
Poor me. No, I haven't. But I was up at like 1:06 this morning going to the bathroom still from, I'm like, holy shit,
it cleaned you out.
You know, it did clean me out.
I have like a randomly reoccurring nightmare, and that's one of them. Like, you're in plain view, like in some public place, and you're taking a shit, and then you realize, what is going on here?
And people see it.
And people are looking at you, and I'm like,
ding.
Trying to avoid eye contact.
You've reached your floor.
But not for nothing, like taking a poop, though.
I pooped my pants.
We should have did that one last week with her. But think about it, like taking a shit, that's like a really private moment, you know? Like,
exactly.
People say like having sex is a private. No. Taking a shit because you're most vulnerable.
Well, it doesn't say that he took the shit in front of them.
You're sweaty.
He had the shit with him.
I got my shirt off.
You get clammy.
My legs are up in the air.
Wow.
I'm like this with my legs up. Oh, I'm shaking Lord. It.
He's got one of those poop stools.
Dude, I want a squatty. I want a squatty potty.
A squatty potty.
I want to get one.
I know people that swear by that.
Dude, yeah, because
my brother and they have them in their house.
Because you're supposed to have your legs up a little bit because it's
go to squattypotty.com/salty show.
So police also believe, though, that he was involved in another incident where he used poop to smear on a woman.
At least he put it down her pants and not in her face.
I don't know. Manhattan. Leave it to them.
Imagine he smacked her in the face with it and made her eat it.
Ugh. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to be anywhere near Manhattan?
No. God, no.
Well, you know, I'll get more into that in a minute.
People can get pooped on. Okay, real quick. Here we go. Missing woman unwittingly joins search party looking for herself. I don't even know how you do this. I don't even.
Wait, say that again.
I don't even understand.
Wait, say that again.
A missing woman.
Yes.
Unwittingly joins a search party looking for herself.
What a fucking idiot.
I don't. Yeah, I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, what the
idiot.
That's exactly what I thought. Too.
Yeah, it says a group of tourists spent hours Saturday looking for a missing woman near Iceland's canyon, Elgea, whatever, only to find her among the search party.
But okay, hold on. So how is the search going? Did they pass out flyers on what she looked like? And then she looks at the flyer and she's like, "Oh yeah, I wonder who this is." You know what I mean? Like, how do you know who you're looking for?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know, especially because they were all on a tour bus. Weird. They were tourists and all on a tour bus together.
They were on a 3-hour tour.
Yeah, I wonder where they went. I wonder who this person.
Right.
What an idiot.
And then they took. Oh,
yeah, fucking tourist. I'm a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
I bet you she was up to something, and to blend into the crowd, she was like. Oh.
They were at a volcanic. Yeah.
And then they looked at her and they'd be like, "Huh? Wait a minute! Like, you look like her. You are her." She's like, "I got you. I'm kidding." You little lily.
So recently, a burglar breaks into a home to make breakfast. The residents of the home get up to come in and see what's going on. And he's like, "Don't worry about it. Go back to sleep."
Oh, wow.
And in what state did this happen?
Florida.
Florida.
See, but here's the deal. Here's the deal about that. In Florida, from what I'm looking at, you can have your CCW, and you can pop a cap in that motherfucker's ass because he in your house.
Well, so
with a frying pan full of grease, that shit can kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how they say that alcohol may have been involved. It may have been involved. Yeah.
I like how he's like, idiots. No, go back. I got it.
Yeah,
I'll bring you some shit, and then I'm going to rob you.
Three eggs? What do you mean? Two eggs? Scrambled?
Or easy?
How do you want your eggs? I'm fertilized? Cool. Okay.
He wasn't there to hurt anybody. He was hungry. He was hungry, man. Just hungry. Poor guy. Just needed food.
You know, I would have shot him. Just like in that simulation. And then give him that last shot right at the end.
Oh, dear Lord.
That was fun.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Video shows Tesla driver apparently sound asleep zooming down the turnpike.
Yeah.
Was that you snoring? Is that what you sound like?
Exactly. Did you? I recorded myself.
That's exactly what he sounds like, by the way.
There were passing cars that were videoing him.
Yeah, there's video of
this. Well, he slept, yeah. There's video of it.
Which turnpike? Jersey?
Massachusetts turnpike.
What is a turnpike?
No, this is perfect.
This is it. This is the movie. Or this is the...
So he was on autopilot.
And his girlfriend's in the passenger seat. They're both out.
Passed out cold.
And that car is just autopiloting, huh? Mm-hmm.
Apparently, yeah. 55 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. See that?
Massachusetts Turnpike at 55 miles an hour.
So let me ask you a question. Do you get a ticket for that?
Yes, you get a ticket
you
for
should.
That. Yeah. Jesus. So basically now we have to pass a law that says you can't sleep while you're driving.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to get to the point where
it's an SUI.
You can.
It's an SUI. It's a SUI.
Yeah.
Instead of a Dewey or a Dewey, it's a Siwi. Sleeping.
I'm just saying.
Under the influence. See, it better be at a CPAP machine.
they don't make noise anymore. Though.
No, but he's just facing the window with this mask on his face.
He's like, why are you here?
Gotham is yours.
Or you think darkness is your ally? All right, next. All right, I think that's it, right?
That was it.
All right, Heidi. Those were some good ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Very good. All right.
Nothing new. Okay. With the
car. So,
Uranus.
Got a few things that we want to talk about on this episode. Obviously, this week was the third Democratic debate. And did you guys watch it?
Nope.
Guys,
no.
Nothing. Not. You guys, oh, man.
I was looking for it earlier this afternoon, but I couldn't find it.
Well, I mean, honestly, you guys didn't miss much. It's just a competition on who can. So the big one today and what people are talking about is Beto O'Rourke.
He's an idiot.
Robert Francis O'Rourke. Beta
male. All right. So
Beta.
I'm going to show you the video of what he said. And this should alarm the majority of these guys. I don't see how they can recover from this.
This is personal to you. El Paso is your hometown. Some on this stage have suggested a voluntary buyback for guns in this country. You've gone further. You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government.
No, I don't.
You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield.
What weapon is not designed to kill people?
They're all designed to kill people, you fuckhead.
Listen.
The high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15,
no,
your
you're
AK-47.
Not. No, you're not.
So on Twitter today,
yep.
somebody actually posted a comment, another verified person. He's like, oh, yeah, I got my AR-15 right here. Come get it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
got your name on it or something like that. And the guy's like, that's a death threat. I was like, oh, shit, this is getting stupid.
Well, what the heck?
That was perfect.
I thought, how do you put it in? No.
That was perfect. Good job, Kyle. Wait, hold on. That was a good one, Kyle. You finally got something right, and you're leaving. Good job.
So Beto, or Beta,
his name is Robert
says,
Francis. His name is Robert
He
Francis.
Also said he's going to take away the freedom of speech.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. but it proves a point, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody bats an eye when he says he's going to take away, infringe on your Second Amendment. But as soon as he talks about, you know, somebody talks about the First Amendment, everybody's like, oh, no, freedom of speech. We need that. No. We need both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
They're outlined clearly. You cannot infringe on people's right to bear arms. And again, we all know this. Why? Because having the First Amendment is pointless if you can't have the Second Amendment to protect yourself to be able to use, right?
Yeah.
The Second Amendment is as important, if not more important, than that first one, right?
I'd argue it's more important.
Yeah, exactly.
It keeps all the rest of your freedoms that you have out there. So you're damn right, it's the most important one.
Here's one thing, Jenkins.
Like I said, here's one thing that these guys don't understand. Well, maybe they do, but this only drives up the sales of guns.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why we went to where we went on.
This is
on
why Obama was elected the number one gun salesman.
Yeah,
for
yeah, because he was talking that shit, and all of a sudden when he's like, "We're gonna ban ammunition," he said, "Dude, the amount of ammunition sold within like a 2 month period, like you couldn't get. I mean, you guys own guns, you couldn't get ammo.
The NRA membership skyrockets. I mean, these guys. I mean." The gun industry loves liberals whenever especially like this, because what they can say is like, look, these guys want to take away your guns, and people, you know what they do? They go buy more guns.
Buy more.
Because, okay, so you come knocking on my door. And you try to say, no, these companies come and knock on my door.
Yes.
And you're going to say, hey, give me your gun. Okay, cool. You got one on your...
hey, guess what? Here you go. I got one too. What do you want to do? Gonna have a duel? No.
FBI, open up!
Exactly. So, if, I don't know if you guys watched that video, but the crowd went ecstatic, right? They're cheering.
They're dumb.
Because they're idiots.
But it's a losing position for Democrats. They are not going to win red states when they say stuff like this. They're just not, man. Yeah. And they need to win those, turn some states in order to be able to win elections.
You're not going
to
turn Arizona.
They don't have to turn states. They can just stop. They can just go away.
Well, I'm saying if they want to be in power.
I know. I understand.
So you know what? Well, you know what I find funny? It's funny that we just brought this up about turning states. So I think I finally realized something, right? You know, I got time to think now. When you look at all these cities, like a lot of major metropolitan cities, specifically in like red states, but just all over the country, what's starting to move into the major cities to influence things? More and more colleges are moving to the downtown. So they're bringing all these kids in to this college. You know, so you're now putting 60,000 people in this metropolitan. So now you're growing your, you know, because it's more liberal, right? So now you it's almost like you're saying I'm building up the cities and everything. I'm going to, you know, bring so much business and build all these people, buildings and all this residency. These are pretty more liberal people in my state.
Yeah.
No, like it, all over the place. And yeah, if you think about it.
That's the beauty of the Electoral College, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not based on the popular vote. It really isn't. Okay. All right. So I'm going to show you. So he's embracing this because so he has a store, Beta, and he's selling this T-shirt that says, hell yeah, we're going to take away your AR-15. And there's a comment down here, which is hilarious.
Wait, where's the one above that?
Hold on. Let me just show you this one that the comment, I can't find it now, but the comment that was someone posted something that said, hell yes, we're going to take away your ... straws. Again, because these people... That's all they're worried about. They're like, somebody's having fun over there. What can we do to come in and, you know,
curtail that?
Exactly. This is the party devoid of humor, devoid of fun.
Oh, yeah. They're devoid of logic, if you ask them.
Fascist. Bitch, I hope the fuck you do. You'll be a dead son of a bitch. I tell you that.
Jesus.
Wow, that's aggressive, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Next one up, we're gonna talk about Maryam Williamson, and she actually was not in the debate. I guess they're starting to
weed out
the ones who are not polling right. But anyway, so she comes out and she's being interviewed by I think it was CNN, and a lot of these not far left candidates are being basically pushed out by the party and by news. The news is focused on the 3-4 big ones, and they're going to get out anybody who does not toe the...
Yeah, who's...
are you talking about
Warren, Biden, getting rid of Harris?
Yeah.
You think those are the big
So if you're not extreme enough, they are moving you along and getting the psychopaths up there. That's good. Right,
and Tulsi Gabbard is also one of those Democrat candidates who's not on the fringe left, who Google... When she was trending, people were searching for her. And so she had paid for advertising to be shown when people search for certain things, right? Well, Google came out and they changed that. And so she was trending and then it just fell. Somebody came in and manually removed the stuff that was trending for her. So she's suing them again.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's going to change. It's the only way it's going to change.
It's funny that you say that. About this whole, you know, manipulate. Did this antitrust stuff for Google, Facebook, and Twitter?
It's a good thing.
Oh, it's getting big, dude.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, the DOJ just subpoenaed that they give over some documents.
The president of Microsoft just said that they need to do it. Did you see that article?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, there's an article.
Satya?
No.
That they need to do what?
Government needs to regulate big tech.
Is he included Microsoft along with it, with Azure and everything else that they have?
President of Microsoft did what?
Well, anyway, let's get back to this.
Microsoft got away. Microsoft,
they paid. They got hit with the antitrust. They paid. They paid a lot of money.
But the point is, you split up the company, man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I'm going to show you this video. And again, this is Maryam Williamson, candidate for the Democratic Party. Is this CNN? I don't know what.
No, it's I believe it's
I think they're reporting it, but I don't.
No,
I,
it's Channel 7. It's Channel 7 News.
All right, so just watch.
Might even be the New York mover.
I'd say that Fox News is nicer to me than the lefties are.
Sorry.
What does it say? That the conservatives are nicer to me.
It's a bizarre world, ma'am.
It's such a bizarre world. You know, I'm such a lefty. I mean, I'm a serious lefty. But there's so... I understand why people on the right call them godless. I mean, it's like... I didn't think the left was as mean as the right. They are.
Well, I'm just right.
And they're all looking like, you're dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean... She proves the point again. She was it's a hot mic. She did not want that to go live, and then
she tried backtracking, saying, "Well, what I was really meaning was." I'm like, "No, you you can't backtrack that. You said what you said."
And that's a reality, dude. Because you know what, we on the right, we want to discuss. We want to have open discussions. Let's debate. Let's debate the issues. Let's talk. The left, they just want to say racist,
yeah,
homophobic, xenophobic, you know, intolerant, bigoted. That's it. That's their argument. And
you're
it's like
Islamophobe.
Let's talk about ideas. Let's talk about what works and what doesn't. No, because you're a racist.
Yeah.
No, because we can't discuss. The moment you demonize your opponent, why have a conversation with Hitler? Right? Because that's what they go to. Hitler. I don't talk to Hitler. Right?
Well, who is it? Tammy Lauren. She got blasted today.
Right.
So, you know, because she was on Fox Business and they were talking about the Second Amendment and everything. And they're like, this, you know, the Second Amendment is to protect from big government. And she's going on and she's like, well, this is why we need to protect ourselves. She's like, yeah, the left, they want open borders and you got all these people coming across. And yeah, us in Texas and Florida, you know, whatever, we got our gun. We're going to be ready. And of course, oh my God, she's saying anti-immigration. So she actually, she's like, I apologize. She's like, yeah, maybe the way I said it was misinterpreted, but I'm not meaning to go just shoot immigrants coming across. You know what I mean? But again, it goes back to what we talked about on Tuesday about apologizing. See, don't apologize because you didn't say anything wrong. You didn't say, I hate the immigrant, these illegal, I want to shoot them all. No, I'm protecting myself because we don't know who's coming across the border. That's what she was stating.
So one of the guys that was conducting the debates is Jorge Ramos, who he's Jorge Ramos. He's from Univision. George Ramos, but I'm just saying in Spanish. Because, so anyways,
the two Spanish.
So what? the guy who's moderating the debates.
Gotcha.
Okay. And he's asking one of the questions. Now, the question is the way that he phrases it, right? He says this, okay, and he's challenging Biden, okay? Because during the Obama administration, and Biden was the vice president, Obama deported I don't know how many millions of people, like a lot more than Trump at the rate, a higher rate. And so he's telling him, he's like, you know, Obama had these, and he says this, anti-immigration policies, right? They conflate illegal and legal immigration,
yeah.
Right? Illegal immigration is you cross, you're not identified, nobody knows about you, nobody knows that you're here. That's illegal. We got to know who you are, you got to pay your taxes, et cetera, et cetera. You got to be part of this, and we have to know who's coming in, right? And so he conflates the two. He says, you had anti-immigration policies. And that's not true. It's anti-illegal immigration. And so, but nobody corrects George Ramos and nobody tells him, no, there's a difference. There's a difference. We have anti-illegal immigration policies, not immigration policies.
Biden didn't correct him?
No, he didn't.
No.
He tries to, he's like,
he has no backbone.
So it's funny.
His dentures fell out. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He was trying to talk and his dentures fall out. Oh my Lord. He's done.
Oh my God. This guy's done. A fucking
I'm not
shit
kidding.
Show.
Google that shit. So, fucking
so it's funny that you brought that up about that comment. I didn't see it, but... today I was going through Instagram to find, you know, a post and shit, and I found a video. I couldn't post it because it's not shareable, but it was from Obama. It was from years ago with Obama saying, you know, this all these refugees coming up, you know, they're creating this crisis from another country, and now I got to go deploy all these people to the border. You know, I'm summarizing it. And he's like, I got to go deploy all these people and take them away from their wife and families to stop some nonsense thing they're trying to do at the border. Like, basically saying, I got to send troops to the border to stop illegals from crossing. And they were like, why is this video not being played right now when Trump's saying build the wall?
You know what I mean? No. Narrative.
But exactly. It was good for right now, but, you know, it was good for them, but not now because it's your political agenda. So, anyway.
Why are you laughing at?
Joe Biden may have bitten off more than he could chew in a bizarre moment during Thursday night's Democratic debate.
I want to watch the video. Put it up.
Headline
reads. Which some claimed was his attempt to rein in his falling teeth.
No, it was really bad. Hold on, let me see.
It doesn't show the video right now because it's, but just that.
Uh-oh, we lost Heidi again.
He's bitten off too much to chew.
I'm telling you, man.
All right. Well, Heidi's up for the next 3 minutes.
Oh, God, he's such a piece of shit.
I'm going to show you guys this one.
Would be in eighth grade today.
He's asking.
At the time, there was a groundswell in this country to get something done. President Obama asked you to lead the push for gun control. You have often pointed to your ability to reach across the aisle to get things done. But 4 months after Sandy Hook, a measure to require expanded background checks died on the Senate floor. If you couldn't get it done after Sandy Hook, why should voters give you another chance?
Because it got done before. I'm the only one who has ever beat the NRA. The only one ever beat the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that brought the Brady bill into
Sandy Hook, why should voters give you another chance?
He fell out.
Because God's done before. I'm the only one up here who's ever beat the NRA. Only one ever beat the NRA nationally.
Why are they all raising their hands?
Because he stated that he's the only one that beat the NRA.
Yeah.
So they raised their hand.
Is the NRA still around?
Wait, so they raised their hand? What, is that point of personal privilege?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they're clapping. They're clapping.
Right? NRA membership skyrocketed. He didn't beat anything.
This stupid ass. Look, I understand there's people on the right that say some really dumb shit. You can even say Trump says dumb shit in his tweets, whatever the case is, right? You can say whatever. Guys, come on. Stop making this dramatized shit. Get shit done in Washington. Stop saying the left and the right. Work together and get shit done because you know what? At the end of the day, we're all citizens. I'm tired of seeing this shit on both sides. Just get it done.
So I have a question for Saul. Saul, yep. Do you want the federal government to get more stuff done? Or do you want them to retract some of the shit that they've already done?
I want them to stay away. I think there's a lot of stuff that the individual private industry will do better and more efficiently,
Tim,
and cheaper than government.
No, right. What I'm saying is, seriously,
when you think about it, do you want your government doing more?
No, when I say like get it done, like look, if you're saying we're trying to pass a law, like stop making it about, you know, I'm against guns and I'm for guns. Just stay out of it.
Right.
You could say there's some legislation that people have to follow, like to carry a gun, you know, the CCW, you to actually get the license, you have to take a class.
I am not opposed to somebody saying, okay, we're going to put some restrictions here. If they're going to do it, I'm not opposed to somebody saying that because the mere fact is, unfortunately, our society is not going to take responsibility.
What restrictions?
Our parents aren't going to take
responsibility. What restrictions, an example of a restriction? Vapes?
No. I'm talking about as far as like the guns, for example.
Why should the government come in and restrict guns?
Because unfortunately, we're in a world in a society today where parents aren't raising kids properly.
Okay,
they're not securing.
Let me ask you this: how is that child, who is not being raised properly, going to not be able to purchase a gun in the black market?
Yeah,
the only thing that regulation does. I told you guys, if somebody wants to buy an Abrams, what is it?
Abrams tank.
Tank. They should be allowed to.
I agree.
And the second that you use it, you're done. You know what I'm saying? And use it illegally, right? But
how do you use an Abrams tank legally?
Let me
give you an example.
If you're out in your own property and you want to shoot whatever you want to shoot, you're good. But if you go into a city and you know what I mean, you're done. No, I'm saying, and it should be swift.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. if we didn't restrict, there are more things that are happening today that are contributing to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, so let's talk about, you know, single motherhood, right?
Okay.
It just doesn't happen. There is something happened where the values are not being taught anymore.
Okay, all right, okay? Let's stay right
and
with that for just a second.
There,
right.
I think we solve a lot of
okay.
problems.
Absolutely. Okay, yes. But hold on. I'm going to address that, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. We got all these gun owners out there, okay? And I'm speaking as a gun owner, right? Mm-hmm. So we got all these gun owners out there. Explain to me how you can support keeping weapons and having your weapons and holding on to your guns in general. This is a generality, right? But yet you don't teach the children under your roof what that respect of that weapon means. Let me give you an example. And I know this to be a fact. Young man sees mom and dad with the guns. Mom and dad put a loaded gun in the nightstand next to the bed. Okay? Typical. Normal. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Seven-year-old sees mom and dad put the gun in the nightstand next to the bed. Mm-hmm. Thinks it's cool because the conversations are happening at school and everywhere else. He picks up the gun and he throws it in his backpack because he's going to take it to school to show it off.
Mm-hmm. Show and tell.
It's show and tell. It's a loaded gun. This mm-hmm. is true, honest to God, happened recently.
Right.
Okay. At what point, now, the parent said, oh, my bad. He didn't know any better because he's ADHD. He didn't know any better, right? Okay, wait, hold on. This was the excuse, right? And then made a joke out of the seven-year-old picking up the gun and throwing it in his backpack. Thank God the seven-year-old was dumb enough to show it to his friend who triggered his mom, and his mom got to stop him before he got any further onto school property than he already was, mm-hmm. okay? That's the problem, and that's what's wrong.
So
and
tell
unfortunately,
me what, law would have prevented this.
But then we need to figure out how to fix that because
so it's not going to be laws.
The
Heidi.
Schools aren't going to do it,
Heidi. It's not going to be laws. It's not laws only prevent law-abiding citizens. It doesn't prevent
that.
Idiots. It doesn't prevent
correct.
It doesn't come. It
but
doesn't.
What's the, what's the, but my but thing is always going to be another, what's the consequences, right? So
okay. So let me give you a fact.
There was another child though.
I let you speak.
Shot up a school.
Let me give you a fact. Okay. In the 40s and 50s and maybe early 60s, kids would go and put their gun in their locker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right?
Right.
Because they were going to go hunting later on with their parents.
Right? I've heard stories of country, you know, small towns that the guys would go hunting before school and they would throw their shotguns in the gun racks in their trucks and drive straight to school. And you could see trucks
and there was,
lined up and there were shotguns in all the
windows. And so I agree with you. There's ignorance. Okay.
Right.
But that ignorance is based on people who react the same way that you're reacting because gun. It's like,
no, what I'm saying.
But we should be able to teach this, right? If we, the society is becoming like guns bad, hide it. And so now it's that hidden factor is like, okay, well, there's a
taboo.
There's a taboo about it. And then there's ignorance about it.
I'm not talking about hiding it. I'm not talking about I'm talking about how our society is pushing us more and more into this world where I'm becoming. Because obviously, again, I'm a gun owner. I support that part of it.
It's a values thing, Heidi.
But if you want to, hold on. But if you, it is. But we're never going to fix that values thing.
What's the consequence?
Without first having consequences.
Yeah, so that kid,
hold on. Let me finish. So you want a consequence?
Yep.
Okay. When you decide you're going to go and get a marijuana card, medical marijuana card, you don't get your concealed weapons anymore, right?
Right.
It's flagged. Okay. Yep. If you're going to go down and decide not to be a parent and medicate your kids so that you don't have to be a parent, mm-hmm. because that's the norm now,
right.
then guess what? You give up your rights to have your guns as well. Until parents start stepping up to be parents, it's not going to happen in the schools.
Okay, but Heidi, who determines this?
Yeah. That one.
Who are the people who are going to be deciding? See, I get what you're saying. But now you're saying, okay, we're going to create this bureaucratic government that's now going to control.
It's already there.
Listen, we're going to, and those people are going to decide who gets to have a gun and who doesn't. those people can be corrupted. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to let their friends have guns, but not people who they disagree with. They're going to have... So again, I know what you're saying.
Right.
And you're coming from a place of good intentions, but I guarantee you, these are going to be bad results. It should not be infringed. What you're describing can be solved many other ways.
One of the things that drives me nuts about schools, I wish, and as a business owner, I'm throwing every business owner out there under the bus, I wish that public schools were ran by volunteer business owners. No money. They don't get paid. And I tell you what, when you start doing something like that and you start having people step up and volunteer their time, you're going to start seeing a different set of...
So let me tell you something. Not to cut you off, but take it away from school, because I'm over this, because this is... I don't know where we're going with this.
Education of people that are idiots.
But but when you talk about volunteering, have you seen what's been going on in all over the country with the guy's name is Scott Pressler. He goes by hashtag the persistence on Twitter. This guy has been going around the country, especially in Baltimore, right? He went to West Baltimore, cleaned up the streets. He had a volunteer crew. Started cleaning up the street.
Right wing extremists.
They did like 10 tons of like 7 to 10 tons of garbage back in July. In August.
August 18th.
Yeah, in August. So there was an 81-year-old woman named Louise, or I believe it's Louise, and he made a promise that he's like, we'll be back. And she's like, They went back again. This time got more volunteers, and they got dumpsters, and they cleaned up another 10 tons of garbage. This son of a bitch flew to L.A., right? Because I think he had a speaking engagement, but he started going around. Dude, he posted a video of what L.A. looks like right now in certain areas. It's disgusting. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. It's just trash, literally, like, all...
Because L.A. has decided to ban straws. California has banned straws, but yet they give needles that are made from plastic for free to drug addicts. This is the logic of liberals.
Yeah, but that trashes a lot more than just...
Hold on.
So we need to do start shoving medical waste into turtles so someone will find it.
We need to make straws in the shape of needles, and they'll hand them out for free. No, look, again, it's a values thing, Heidi. And I believe...
I don't disagree.
I believe as soon as the government gets out of that business, I guarantee you it will do better. The private industry will do it so much better than government. Why? Right now it's out. You can't have a gun in schools. I mean, we went to this training. The only way you can have a gun is if you park it in the... you're in a parking lot or something like that.
It's in your vehicle, in your vehicle. Okay.
My thing is like, why? If you're a law-abiding citizen, right? Why can't you carry your gun in a school? Wouldn't you think that a person who's a law-abiding citizen can use that gun?
Technically, the school should not even know you have it on you if you are doing it properly, right?
But what I'm saying is that there should be that
right
to carry it. But what happens is that there's this, oh, shit, there's a gun. A kid can grab that gun. You know what I mean? A kid can grab a knife. A kid can grab a rock. A kid can grab
I just told you, kids are bringing them from home because their parents are morons.
So my thing is with all that, I understand that, right? You know, somebody that's logical and actually knows what they're doing, it's not a toy, right? But unfortunately, we live in a society of people, the kids are getting
dumb. You think a person who wants to kill children is going to look at a no gun sign and say,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about the 7-year-old bringing a gun, right? The first thing he did was to show it off.
I'm not talking about a 7-year-old. Cool, I'm talking about a law abiding citizen who is of age.
I'm not disputing your law abiding citizens that are being responsible. I don't disagree with government needs to start backing out and getting out of things. But unfortunately, in the world and the society we live in, then we need to also have that freedom, I guess you can say, to teach and bring back some of those. And it's going to be survival of the fittest.
That's
a whole other ball game, right?
To me, the government's job is to make sure they can protect our Constitution and our rights. You know what I'm saying? Not passing laws that's going to take away my Second Amendment, but they got to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand where someone's like, oh, hey, I got fucking Uzis everywhere and sawed-off shotgun. You know what I mean? Like,
why? What's wrong with that?
There has to sometimes be a balance in society, man.
Look, I'll tell you this.
Everything's got a balance.
Tim, I'll tell you this. When Biden takes, or Beta, O'Rourke takes control, and he comes after your guns and comes after everybody's guns.
It's a war.
And government starts infringing. Because once they get your guns, they're going to be able to do a lot more shit. Okay, and then we're Venezuela.
Yeah.
I guarantee you're going to go to that guy who sawed off his whatever and had Uzis and bazookas. You're going to go to that person. Why? Because that person is going to be able to defend you. So here we are, Tim. You're saying we need to be able to infringe when the Second Amendment clearly says you cannot infringe on this basic right. Because guns are not weapons. Arms are not there. The right to it is not there so that I can defend myself against people, whatever, dog or chickens or people, right? It's there so that I can defend myself against a tyrannical government. So when we think about any law that we want to pass or anything that any legislation that's going to prevent me from being able to defend myself from the government.
Right.
Because they'll cloak it with and they'll convince people and they'll say, oh, no, this is for your own good.
Sure. Why do laws exist? Yeah. Why do laws exist? Right. If you think about it, right. Oh, why do we have to pay for a concealed weapons license? Because probably, and why do they have all this text that says you can't do this?
Understand this. If you go in and study the laws, a vast majority in the Constitution, it's restrictions on government.
Yeah.
It outlines rights to the individual and responsibilities for the individual, but it puts a limit on government. If we understand that, then we know, we understand governments become corrupt no matter how pure the founders were, and they weren't, but I'm just saying, even if we put them in this pedestal, right? The guys, they were brilliant what they did. They knew that people are prone to be corrupt, okay? And so when governments get corrupt, they want more power. And with more power, we're going to take away your guns, but we're going to give you free health care and free college and the citizenry is like, oh, yeah, here, take my guns. You're going to take care of me? Yeah.
No, okay. I understand that part. But what I'm saying is.
Sorry, I was just thinking
about that shit.
Saul, how do you get it back around? How do you bring it back around, right? How do you bring it back around?
It's almost anarchy.
Rules
and laws passed by government, not by people,
right?
Term limit stops corruption, but not carrying a gun on school or not. Right, somebody's got to create a law, and it's got to be voted
Tim,
on by.
Well, let me ask you, Tim. Does it ever cross your mind to shoot a kid?
No.
If you walked into school with a gun, you think you're going to shoot a kid?
No.
Then why should you prevent it from carrying a gun in a school?
It's about protection of the.
So the law is not doing anything. All it's doing is preventing somebody who could use that in defense against somebody crazy.
It's just adding more. Somebody got paid to write that. A lot of money.
So my question is, let's get the government out of it. Mm-hmm. How do you propose stopping the idiots that right now, unfortunately, because we're not living in a world from 1940 or 1950.
What's happening, right? What's happening in the country? What's contributing to this chaos that's happening with
lack of fathers.
And what is contributing to the lack of fathers? The state has now become the father, because the female no longer needs a husband to raise kids. All she has to do is collect a check. You fix that, you fix a lot of shit, because now women are going to be faced with, hey, guess what? I need to make better choices on the type of father that I'm going to pick for my children, right? And then they weed out the dickheads out there, because there are dickheads out there. Okay. There are men who can be dick, all right? Sure. But you weed out. You weed that out when the government is not there, because now the woman is like, oh, if he turns out to be a whatever, I don't have to live with him. I can just get the check from the government.
Okay. But so then how are you going to make the men stand up? How are you going to make the men stand up then?
Because once men are raising their sons.
But men are walking away all the time and don't want to raise their kids. Do you fix that? You have no government involvement here.
There's a lot of things that have contributed to this, right?
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So it's not an easy. I'm not saying it's an easy fix.
No, I understand that.
But what I'm saying is it is possible, and we have to sit down and we have to say, okay, there's things that are falling apart in the social fabric of society, the moral fabric of society. Something's wrong. Okay. Now we've had this discussion with Jeremy. Jeremy feels that societies can do it without religion, without God, without this. I don't think so. I think that that has played a big role in the decay of society, of our society, mm-hmm. because we said we don't need God, we don't need this, we can do it on our own.
That's a
guess
choice.
What? We don't.
So who's supposed to make that? Who is someone supposed to force that on someone that
no,
you have to go to church?
No, you don't. You
so
don't.
How do you fix the problem?
No, but
that's
but,
my question. Not,
you can't fix the problem because
you're blaming
our
women.
Freedom. Because our freedoms allow us to say, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any of that shit. Mm-hmm. I have my own values. But right. Now you have your own values and they conflict.
No.
So no.
Right. And my statements or my ideas before are not that the government needs to force it upon people, but it needs to be done somehow.
Right. No, right now it's popular to say, okay, because this is what's happening. Oh, the statue has God mentioned. And the ACLU and yeah, they try to remove it,
fuck out of here.
and get rid of history. You remove prayer from school. Oh, why? Well, we can't encourage. But here's the deal. If there's no purpose in life, right? I mean, look, again, this is very it's a tangle. We can this is a 4-hour
easily
a podcast. It easily is. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of things that we've chipped away slowly in society, and we said, okay, well, we don't need this, and but guess what? Now the building is crumbling, and then guess what we're trying to do? We're trying to pass laws that are gonna you can't do this. You can't, and it's like
it doesn't fix nothing.
It's not fixing anything. It's only making shit worse because now the people. Let's just take guns for instance. Guns in schools, a person who could very well have a gun, a teacher who wants to carry a gun while in school. Could have easily protected a lot of these shootings
sure,
that happened
right, yeah.
if they just had a gun.
But now,
and
you know,
there wasn't this taboo about guns.
But you know what they'll say? Well, if three kids go gang up on that teacher, they can take the gun and take the school hostage, right? So that's the counter argument.
But that was my question. But we went back to being on guns. That was not my question. Saul's comment is single mothers.
Yep.
You specifically target single mothers.
Yep.
And what my question is, so you're going to cut, and again, we agree on a lot. So a lot of this is going to be devil's advocate. But mm-hmm. at the same time, a lot of this is serious from the point of how, if you don't have government there
mm-hmm.
and you have women that are letting men walk out because they're going to walk out whether you want them to or not, mm-hmm. then how do you make the men responsible to do their job when they lay down just as much as the woman does? I am 100% in agreement on the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But who's going to enforce that? We're moving. We're taking government out of the picture. Remember?
I know. How are you gonna?
So how do you make men stand up to raise?
Right.
Because the black communities that are in shit in shambles.
Look.
It wasn't some woman that decided to have that man walk out the door and leave them that way.
Right.
I didn't raise a child myself because I wanted my ex-husband to walk out that door. Right.
I'll tell you this. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's not going to something that you know we just get rid. No, it doesn't happen that way. But. It is possible, right? And again, it's values. It's a values thing, you know. We have to create a society where we say, you know, fathers who abandon their children are not good. And I think this is very common, but we don't say anything about the mother who decides to take away her children from the dad. You know, we don't say anything about that.
Yeah, because they do a lot.
That happens too. Absolutely,
right?
that happens too.
So again, look, we can look at it. One particular, I know this friend of mine who has okay, whatever.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying generals, right? Let's talk in generals. Okay, so in general, most kids need a father.
I agree.
Okay?
Yes.
In general, the government has been playing that role for women, okay? So we need to cut that. I mean, I'm saying for a short time, but what's happening is women's like, oh, well, if I get another kid, I'm going to
get more money.
Right. Oh, I agree.
I've heard this numerous times.
Look, you cannot do that.
The more kids you have, the more money you get from the. And I'm like,
if
no.
you're not married,
and look,
if you're not, and you're having kids out here, the government should say,
look,
no.
I'm the first advocate to I'm the first advocate to say, and I know a lot of women are going to get irritated about this, but I'm the first advocate to say, I'm sorry. You want government assistance? That's fine. But guess what? You're laying down, then you're going to get spayed. And I believe it wholeheartedly. Yeah, and I say spayed rather than the because, hey, you're breeding like a bitch, you're going to get spayed like one. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know people. Here's where I say, okay, you citizen came to the government.
Right.
The government didn't come to you and says, well, I'm going to cut your, you know, the government didn't do that.
No.
You said you needed help.
Right.
Okay. We can help you.
Right.
You're providing a solution.
We can help you.
Right.
Here's the deal. You can't have kids no more.
Right. Agreed. Right?
After
100%.
And we're helping you? No. Done.
Yeah.
Nobody asked that question. And nobody says, okay, are you on any type of drugs?
Right.
If you're on drugs, why the fuck are we giving money to people who are on drugs?
Agreed.
We shouldn't be.
Agreed.
But there's no test.
Yeah.
There's none.
I know. Isn't that some shit that with Social Security?
Who is it? One more. I'm sorry. The government. Okay. I'm going to collect the check. Who is this man living with you? Is he not your husband? Why doesn't he marry you? He could very well have.
Yep.
The government doesn't ask this.
Right.
The government actually encourages people not to get married, not to do the right thing. And by not doing that, then the man doesn't feel tied down. Then the man says, oh, I can, you know, go and do. And again, I'm all for child support. You went and put your dick somewhere. You're responsible.
No, I
it's just
like,
dude,
if you get in a car, you know, after having a few drinks at the bar and you hit, you know, another
responsible.
Car, you're responsible.
The government's job is to enforce responsibility.
Let's
put it that
way. The penis.
Right. That maybe is a better thing. What government's for?
I gotta be really bad.
To enforce responsibility.
Heidi, you're wrong.
I know you want to think that.
Yeah, so again, I mean, just to reiterate the point, which is, there's a lot of things that government does that's the enabling mothers to not find proper fathers for,
and I don't disagree with
children.
That.
And
at
they're
all.
Making bad choices in men, and the government is, we basically the citizenry, we're subsidizing those mistakes because women choose a bad guy.
Right.
They have children with this guy, and then they're going to be rescued by the government. And the government loves it. Why?
Hey, we don't all
I'm
pick
not talking
bad guys,
about
but,
you. I'm just saying.
I have to agree with you. And I just so that I can, a quick story of an experience. So I was Connor's father, previously married. I'm going through the divorce process, and we had to take a parenting class. And I'm a young mom. I'm 22 years old, and I have this infant. And I ask the gentleman teaching the parenting class, and he's probably at that point in time, in his 60s. So I'm 22 and I'm looking at a 60-year-old man, and he's teaching the class, and he's a professional. He's got a doctor and all these fancy letters and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him and I said, I don't want my child to grow up without a father. So what is your suggestion? Because in my case, the father's going, it's not mine. Even with paternity test in hand and us being married, right? The man looked at me and he said, well, I guess you better go open your legs.
I was about to say, he probably told you to have sex again.
And find a man you can trap into being a father. That was his answer for me. And I was like,
was he a government employee?
That's not acceptable. Now, mind you, we're talking 19 years ago, but still.
And 19 years later, there's Jeremy.
Well, hold on.
But to your point, and on the other side of that is, I was in that unfortunate position that I had to get help from the state temporarily.
Yeah.
And I gave them the information for the father. Here's his social. Here's his employment. Here's his blah, blah, blah. Just go pull the money. He won't give it to me, but that's fine. Go pull the money. Do it. Right. Do it for him. And they said, no, we won't get involved in that.
If we go back before birth control, condoms, before all that stuff, there was an emphasis on females finding a husband. Why? Because the second that you start having sex with somebody, you're gonna have kids, right? I mean,
gonna happen eventually.
So, but then birth control came along, and look, I'm not disparaging. I'm not. All I'm saying is I'm stating facts.
Right.
And this has allowed men who don't want to commit, right, which is instinctual to men. Men want as many females as possible, as often as possible. It's not in our nature to commit. I'm speaking in general.
Sure.
Of
no,
course,
I agree.
You're gonna find some guy out there who's, you know, ready to, you know, wife somebody up. I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about men in general.
In general,
this is not in our instinct now. But back then, you know, it was inculcated in boys you, this is your purpose. You're going to raise a family. You had to have children.
You're a man.
You're a man. This is your responsibilities, right?
That's not being raised. It's taught anymore.
I'm just, exactly, exactly.
It's, not, yeah. It's still not. Being taught. It's and just now that there's
a, there was a sexual revolution that told women, you want the same things that men want. You want carefree sex. You want, you know, no consequence, and as much as men do, and you're going to be okay, right?
My type of women.
Men, no, I'm serious. Men thrive in this, right? And I know of men out there who have had, I don't know, 20 kids in different countries and different states.
Oy.
Yeah, they're going everywhere just having kids because there is no repercussions, and these females, they're not going after them, and, you know, the guy changed. So here's the thing. And women feel like, oh, well, you know, I have the birth control pill. I'm going to be able to take care of this. And then guess what? At the end of the day, they get pregnant. They're like, oh, I just want to, I'm going to have the kid. Government's going to take care of me. So, again, we're subsidizing bad choices.
Absolutely.
I think if a mother who is faced with government's not going to help you, and now she's struggling to raise kids, So what's going to happen is government's not helping this woman. Right. Let's just paint this scenario. There's no government handout, nothing. And this mother has to work 2-3 jobs to be able to support her kids. She's not even, doesn't get to spend time with them. I guarantee you she will raise that child and say, you need to make a better choice than I made in a man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? And you need to make sure that he's not this and he's not that and he's not that. So this is what we have as a society chipped away at, generation after generation after generation, and here we are.
Yeah, we need to start instilling those values or whatever you want to call
it. It's a simple formula. Like it's like you have to, like, you know, again, a lot of people, if you're religious, right, like especially Christian Catholics, like you go to that, like, what is it called, pre-cana or something like that, like before you get married, and you go through like 6 to 8 weeks of like classes to prepare you for marriage.
Because, are you compatible? Are you?
Yeah. And they ask questions.
Oh, my cousin went through that. She was going to get married. And
now it's like,
After 3 months, you're in love. It doesn't happen.
The last class for my cousin, she's sitting across her. She's getting married like within days
But that's the point.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They're sitting there together and they're looking at each other. And he turns to her. They're both college educated. And he turns to her and he said, you're going to do what I say when I say how I say in so many words or less. And she said, what about my career? No. It's my career. It's my, and she, oh yeah. And she looked at him and she said,
we're done.
I'm not going to marry you.
That is fine.
Because she wasn't going to sacrifice her career.
They talked about it ahead of time as opposed to, you know, screwing each other one night.
But this is what it should be like. Go keep going, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Basically, that's great. They went to a class ahead of time and planned it out, and they realized, you know what? We are not compatible. As opposed to two people who meet at a bar when they're drunk, go home and screw each other, and the next thing you know, she's pregnant, and he's leaving town.
Right.
Did that happen?
Right.
Huh? I'm sure it happens 27 times every day.
I know a lot of people that
I never even touched her. We don't even know about.
Right. But, and so you
just fell out.
It's weird.
I lived in a shoe, had so many kids, her uterus fell out.
Ew.
Anyway, I think we, that was a good discussion.
Yeah.
We need to have it. Okay, so we got a couple more things to get to, and then we'll wrap it up. One of the things in
is no pun intended.
If you love it, glove it. All right. Iran.
Where'd you run to? Uranus?
You run a marathon?
You're nasty.
Was it the 26 6?
Yeah, Nelson ran to Uranus and got pounded.
And it got pounded.
What is it? 26 point?
Iran.
It's 26.6, right?
He just going.
You ran. We're talking about your marathon right now.
I already understand you ran.
I ran.
Marathon.
Anyway, okay, you guys are nasty.
Was it the New York Marathon? Boston Marathon?
I like how when Tim dances, yeah, he pitches his nipples and he sticks out his tongue. Yeah. It's so fucking awkward.
Isn't that
that's the point, homie?
Gigolo, male gigolo. So what was it?
Deuce Bigelow.
Deuce. That's right. A huge bitch.
Can I get to my
Can
story?
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Can I get to my story?
Yes, you get to your story.
Yeah. I ran out of money. Fuck them. Let's go next.
All right, let's talk about the.
What are they, people?
Let's talk about Trumponomics for a little bit.
Trumponomics?
Yeah, I'm going to call.
Wait. We never finished about Iran.
Yeah, so we're talking about Trumponomics with Iran.
Yeah.
So Trumponomics, because I'm going to coin that term.
All right.
Okay, I coined that term. You heard it here first on the Soul Show.
It's been mentioned before.
Instagrams.
Huh?
It's been mentioned before.
Get the fuck out of here. God damn it.
But it may not have been marked. Like.
Oh, I'm going to trademark that shit.
Trademark that shit.
Then he's going to sue me. China. So anyway, so.
Trump hates
China. So everybody got all fucking butthurt. So when Trump got into office, he looked at this Iran nuclear deal and he's like, no, this is not a good deal. We gave them we gave people.
He said no and slapped a bunch of sanctions on him.
He pulled out of it. He pulled out.
No.
So he did what you're supposed to do if you don't want to have a child. He pulled out. Okay.
Did he come on the tits?
He pulled out and he goes,
on the tits.
No. Oh. No, he basically said, look. This is a terrorist country. We gave them billions of dollars, and they're still building nukes. They hate us. They want to kill us, and they want to kill Israel. You know, they want to still wipe Israel off the face. Mm-hmm. This is a bad deal. Mm-hmm. We're pulling back. And, oh, my God, the uproar.
Yeah. Sanctions.
And he slapped sanctions back on them. The strictest that anybody's ever come down on Iran. Mm-hmm. Now it's coming out that Iran, because, oh.
Broke as shit.
The government is taking care of the people, and we, you know, it's either you work for the government or you get oppressed by the government. They're going broke, and they're asking Trump to take it easy.
Well, so they can't pay the pension.
Yeah, they can't pay the pension. So what happens when you can't pay a pension?
When you got people who are working for the government, right, and you can't pay them what you promise you're going to pay them, it's going to be a short lifespan for that government.
Yeah,
right?
That government's done.
So again, here's an example where a tough stance. On an unpopular, because the news media went ballistic. They criticized him. They said he's going to start a nuclear war, blah, 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 blah.
He's preventing a nuclear
war. Here's Iran, and they're about to freaking have an economic collapse. Yeah. And again, this was necessary.
It is.
And again, either Trump is the luckiest fool or he's got a plan, man.
I think he's got a plan.
Either way.
Look at China. Okay. China. So I'm
China asshole.
But when you think about it, when people are swinging their dicks and getting away with it, and everyone's going, no, these guys swing their dicks and people fucking jump when China's like, I'm going to do something. Like, oh my God, China, you know. But you got Trump coming in saying, ah, okay, cool. Sanctions, you know, tariffs. Okay. We're going to slap tariffs
Trade
on
wars.
You know, okay. Well, then Japan comes in and says, well, we'll buy all that. And China goes, uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you caught our bluff. You know what I mean? So now with Iran, oh, my God, they're going to blow up the world and blah, blah, blah. No, they can't afford to build a nuclear weapon because, you know, you're going broke. So 17 out of the 18 retirement funds are in the red. Yes. Okay? Now, and that includes the pension for all of Iran's armed forces. So you fucking with people with the guns. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the people that got the guns are going to take this over, okay?
It's going to be a short-lived...
Yes.
So the
real estate market, I'm sorry, is also...
In the shitter.
Yes. So you just helped collapse this regime's economy.
So what just happened is Trump basically caused the collapse of the government. And the government has two choices. They can either give in and stop building nuclear weapons, or they can continue down the road and starve their people. And what happens when you start starving the people, guess what? They start rebelling against the government.
Yep.
So either way, we win.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, we're either going to have an Iraq with Iran. We're going to have an Iran with no nuclear weapons, or we're going to have an Iran where it's now democratic because the people have taken over.
So Iran basically, we ran away. We ran them out.
And we ran.
We ran so far away.
No, but seriously. So when they talk about, because I had this conversation with somebody the other day, before I got laid off. We were having a conversation about just.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. I just like to bring it up because it's funny.
Go ahead.
But so we had this conversation, and you know, I don't go around telling everybody my political viewpoints or who I support. And we were having a conversation and I brought something up and I said, and I mentioned Trump, and the woman goes, wait a minute, no, you support Trump? And I'm like, yeah, I said, I don't like socialism. So I'm going to pick the lesser of two evils, right? Because we're talking about, you know, just the type of leaders that certain companies need in certain times. And I was like, you know, this one guy is like, yeah, he might be the dick that everybody hates, but I said, he's like Donald Trump. And she's like, oh my God, we don't need that. That guy's crazy. I'm like, okay, so I understand that. And I started saying to her, I was like, so what has he done? So, oh my God, he's a racist. I said, what racist thing? All right. So I'm like, you're stating the same thing as on TV. She said, I can't believe you support Trump. I said, look, I said, what has he done? I said, look at all the things he's done. I said, Trump has done a lot.
He's amazing.
No, I'm sorry.
So I said, one of the latest things that is a beautiful thing. I said, he got rid of the debt, the college, the student, he gave back
for
the,
veterans.
For veterans. She goes, I didn't know that. I said, exactly. I said, the news is telling you that he's a racist and he hates everybody. I said, that's one thing you didn't know. I said, you know, again, the lowest unemployment, reciting the same things that people, but I'm like, read it. Read the facts. Look at his policies. If you want to debate his policies, oh, I don't like his stance on Iran. Why? Well, because, you know, we had this thing and it was going to settle down the tensions. And now, no. But you can debate.
I'm a veteran.
But I think it's active, right? But when you think about it, whatever. But just like you said, the right wants to discuss and debate. The left wants to say you're a bigot. When that conversation proved to me that when you look at the news and things you read, and the person next to me, you know, doesn't like Trump, but she's like, no, that it's true. This happened. You know, she was able to back it up. And she's like, dude, it was even all over Facebook. People posting articles about it. Okay. So you got to do some research, man. Just to say I hate somebody for the sake of hating them, that's not good.
We had the same situation at my house a couple weekends ago. You had a couple friends over, and one of them was saying how Trump was racist and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And you were telling her, well, no, he did this. And and the friend that was with her is like, yeah, no, Obama did that. It wasn't Trump.
Yeah.
And it was just...
it was an awkward thing because, you know, they one of them was, you know, obviously a little bit more informed. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, Trump's got kids in cages. You know, she was like so adamant. She's like, he's got kids and kids. And I was like, you know that those were Obama cages, right? Those were Obama era. And she's like, no, what? I'm like, Google it. And then her friend's like, well, no, I did Google it. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's like, there's this awkward pause.
No,
it's
they
like,
forgot. They forgot when.
No, because nobody fucking cared.
Yeah.
When Obama, you know why? Because Obama was an angel and he could never commit.
Well, he was too busy telling you to, you know, you got to run serpentine to your mailbox. If you're a minority, you can't just walk straight out there. Someone's going to shoot you. The cops are going to pop around the corner and shoot you. You can't, you got to be careful out there because you're a minority and the cops are going to shoot you.
This is the unfortunate thing.
Did he really ever say anything
like this? This is the unfortunate thing.
Yeah, he did say shoot.
You know what? This is what's unfortunate about that guy, okay?
Which guy?
Obama.
Okay. He could have changed.
He could have changed it, dude.
He could have done great.
He was mixed, both black and white, raised by a white family. Okay, he could have came in and said, "You know what? Let's make peace and move on."
Yeah.
And he didn't.
He made it worse.
Fomented it. No, remember that whole shit? He was like, "Oh, you know, with what's the name? The kid in Florida who got, you know, he's like, that could have been my child, Trayvon. Yeah. He's like, that could have been my child." He injected himself in every racial thing that every news on any little thing, and he was there. Fueled the flames.
Fanned the flames of
racism.
Unfortunately, and we've talked about this on the show numerous times. Everybody's been bought, right? You know, I'm sure, I'm pretty sure when he ran and, I became president, I'm going to do things, everybody started collecting on his ass. This is what you're going to do. And he's like, uh-oh, right? So he changes his tune. No. I mean, a lot of presidents do that. Bush, you know, he was bought and paid for with the wars and everything.
Because he had no spine.
Right. But now you got a guy that hasn't been bought. And
he
look what's happening.
He can't be bought.
All right, dude, how do you buy off a billionaire?
I have the news. You see the news media coverage. Something about Pence going and staying in
in his
one of the Trump hotels
in Scotland.
And how this is correct.
Wait.
Meanwhile,
I'm sorry, what?
Pence ended up staying in one of Trump's
Scottish hotel.
Hotels.
Yeah, in Scotland. Air Force One landed, fueled up, and they decided to stay overnight at Trump's resort.
And they're calling it corruption because now Trump's businesses is benefiting from government whatever stuff.
What?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Trump says, you realize that I donate all my salary.
Right.
Like, here's a man who makes nothing out of being the president.
Yeah.
And these people are concerned about,
What did I say earlier? What did I say earlier about business owners stepping up and donating their damn time to fixing these problems to get the government out of it? And guess what? Public schools should be one of the first places because it's going to change this liberal socialistic education program
that's
that we have
in 2020.
Going on. I'm telling you, am I wrong?
No, it's.
Am I wrong?
I guarantee 2020, he's going to do some.
Take example of a leader, a great leader that we have right now, who's donating his time to fixing something corrupt.
You're right, Tim. When he wins that second term, there's no reason he doesn't need another term, and he's gonna.
Oh yeah,
because all of that bitch.
Triple down
because
you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's weekend at Bernie's right now, man. Like, she is.
So, 100. He appointed the 150 lifetime judges. Right. So he's appointed 150 judges from federal all the way down to local circuits.
They're all federal, but they're all in different districts. Yeah.
Across the country, it's unprecedented. Right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's getting shit done. Yeah. What about the first couple weeks, first couple months he was there, or within the first year, all those regulations? He's like, look, guys, this is a government regulation. Okay, we're going to shrink that down. And
exactly.
And it was like fucking piles and piles of papers from the floor to the ceiling. And he's like, okay, yep, that's all done. Yeah. I'm going to get it down to like this little thing.
He appointed 150
judges.
Lifetime judges.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one of the things he stands for is.
Yeah, but Supreme Court's life.
So the Supreme Court keeps winning. Like this week he won two cases in immigration where he can enforce some of his policies. And,
I'm not opposed to him putting them in there. The
ninth district. Overruled a lot of his decision, and the Supreme Court keeps slapping down the ninth district and saying, you can't do that. This is the president has this power. He's going to enforce this law.
Yeah.
And this is policy.
Yeah, it's just a delay tactic.
Yeah.
That's great. I just hope that he's put something in there when these assholes are too old and they need to be moved on.
Here's one thing. I wear his hat. I'm on the Trump train all the way, but here's one thing that he said this week where I'm like, no Trump.
Well, and you're not going to agree with everything. That
I don't know, of course, exactly. You're right, but I want to mention this
epidemic that's sweeping the country right now.
Yeah, vaping. You know, it's like okay, so hold on, which is funny, right? So Trump comes out. You know, he's like, oh no, we got to eliminate this, right? He comes out forcefully against it, but he backpedals, right? Now. One of the things that I want to mention, because in this whatever news conference that he had, or news, people were asking him questions, basically, the news media about, what do you mean by this? And he mentioned something that I found very interesting. It was that he said Melania was very passionate about this, and then he mentions Barron Trump, which is the son, right? And so I was hearing Crowder, and Crowder makes a valid point. Because Crowder comes out and says, if you're a conservative and you're for banning vapes, you're not a conservative. You're just not, right? Because there's a lot of other shit out there. A report comes out that 6 people died from vapes. When how many 4,000 a year die we're not banning cigarettes. We're not banning them.
They called it. I watched the video on this the other day because we were talking about it. It just popped up and I'm like, let me read this. This fucking doctor, you know, she's doing her thing, and she goes, look at this lung. She goes, we have an epidemic right now. But man, like, you know, an epidemic is like a lot of people, not just, dude, an epidemic is where like thousands are being wiped out from this. If all of a sudden right now everybody was dropping down dead from vaping, okay, now you probably want to look at that shit. And at the end of the day,
survival of the fittest.
Alcohol is bad for you. Cigarettes are bad for you.
There's so much vaping shit out is there. Bad for you. So much. There's so
marijuana,
bad.
The vape pens with marijuana.
It's so you silly.
Know? But there's other. There's more. You know, and there's more things that people die from every day that are common that vaping.
Right.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest. Like, look, you know what you're getting yourself
into. They're just trying to make sure they don't have to cover more health care costs with people getting cancer.
Well, then don't cover them. Don't cover the fucking health care.
It goes back to Saul's statement before. It's like if you're gonna participate in these drug, you know, the you want to smoke marijuana, fine. If you want to smoke heroin or inject heroin, that's fine. If you want to smoke crack, that's fine. But we're not going to cover your medical expenses.
But it always becomes. But the problem is the consequence. Unfortunately. All these consequences and the fallout from these bad choices that we all make, somehow it falls back on the government because now the problem is if you have nothing but all strung out people roaming around LA breaking in the shit, you have the zombie
you
apocalypse.
Know why?
What are you supposed to do?
California is providing them needles.
Oh, but even here,
California
build
gives
the wall
them,
between so, California.
Right. California gives them $500 a check. California, that's
fucked up.
It's a crutch. They give them money so that they can continue addiction.
I'm talking about even people that smoke cigarettes. It's not a California thing. That's a country thing, right? So, no, I'm talking about the consequences from the bad choices that we make.
Smoking cigarettes does not leave you in the fucking middle of the street shitting on the sidewalks.
No, what I'm saying, okay? talking about the healthcare part of it.
Okay, but going back to fine.
Someone, you go to a hospital, they can't refuse you. You go in.
That's
you
because
get
of the that's, government. That's because of the fucking government being involved.
Came in
again.
Said, yeah,
yes.
I'm all for no.
Well, yeah, the medical side of that is very. Because there's that whole, you can't refuse service to someone, right?
Yeah, that's stupid. It's so stupid. Look, if you're on a fucking island, are you not the freest that you could be?
Yeah.
Who's guaranteeing your health care?
No one.
Nobody. Again, look,
evolution, dude.
People, conflate?
Conflate.
What is a right and what is a luxury? Mm-hmm. Health care is a luxury, homie. It is.
Yes.
It is.
It's not a right.
It's not a right.
Not a right.
Because if it's a right, then that means that somebody, some doctor, has got to be your slave to make sure you have your rights.
Exactly.
Okay? Exactly. Unless.
Unfortunately, people feel that since we are quote unquote
money
the richest
does not
country,
grow,
that.
Money doesn't grow on trees, it Tim. Yeah. It doesn't
no
grow
shit.
On trees.
I know families. I know I know families with type 1, and they will not go to reach their full career potential of making money because they have to pay for their medical. They would rather not make the money to supply for their family because if they do, lose their government medical benefits. Wow. I am not kidding.
Diabetes shit is expensive.
Tim, if the government didn't offer that.
It's expensive because government is involved.
Yeah.
The FDA, what was it? The drug and whatever.
FDA, Federal Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah. Government.
Oh, I hear you. The same generic pill in Australia is like $1. It's like $1 a pill out here for certain things.
Well,
you know, that same generic
people
pill.
People go down to Mexico to get damn meds because of how dirt cheap it is, right?
Yeah. Why?
So
why?
There's.
Because.
But then they feel like it's not.
No really because good. We subsidize it. We subsidize
research. The United States subsidizes the research that saves lives all over the world.
And they and these big farm companies make money on.
And these European countries, they say you can't charge this much.
Yeah.
And they get away with it because because you know what the big farma does? They're like, oh yeah, we'll have the Americans pay.
Yeah,
for that.
We pay it's for like the research. We pay the college to find the answers.
Fucking Europe, you can't do that. You can't. We get caught with the research and development costs of medicine. Bullshit.
No. Right. A lot of times we do pay the cost of that, and then
was it Kaiser Permanente? Mm-hmm. What they need to do is start saying to the European Union, well, then if you're not going to let us sell the drugs for what we want to sell them for, then we're not going to sell them, and watch your population die from diseases
exactly.
that if they flew to America, they could get the pills that they need and be done with.
Yeah.
That's where the regulation needs to change. Right, things like that, right? Because you take away regulations, the price drops down.
Let's look at a market that was not regulated by government, which is LASIK eye surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that would be.
They
so
called
cool.
it. This is a cosmetic thing. They classified it. Government did not even get involved, and so then you had this. All these doctors went in, and they're like, It used to cost $20,000 per eye.
Yeah.
Per eye.
Yeah, and what is it like if you...
$500
like,
now.
Yeah,
but that's for shit. That shit, Lacey.
No, but still, who cares?
But still, it's not $20,000.
No, I paid three...
How long ago?
So, yeah, let's just say it went from... 2012? Well, hold on. It went from 20 13. Grand down it's, to 2 grand.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the free market. Yeah. There was no government legislation who came in and regulated these LASIK eye doctors.
Booby jobs.
What happened was that the free market drove the cost down. That could happen in every single thing. But what happens is that here's the government. It's like, oh shit, it's too expensive right now. Everybody has a right to this. It's like, just let the free market work. Shit, right. Let it work. And it drives the cost down.
Back in the 50s and the 60s, you could have a doctor come to your house.
Dude.
For a house call. And it was $5. Yeah. I mean, this is back in the 50s, right? Yeah. So that, you know, that's...
And you got a good doctor. Right. I mean, he smoked a cigarette and told you to stop smoking, right. But, you know...
But, yeah, exactly. But he would come to your house, he would fix your problem, and he would give you, you know, hey, that's $3 or $5. Yeah. You can't do that now.
No. Yeah. No, because everybody sued.
Well, you can call them, because
of HIPAA and fucking insurance.
Hold on. I got my eyes checked yesterday. It took me 20 minutes to fill out the form on the little kiosk out in front.
Can you
see
me right
now? And then it was 2 hours for my exam. They did everything under the planet to my eyeballs.
Okay, now let's back up.
And then they did it again.
He hasn't been in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
He is having problems seeing. They wanted to make sure, whatever.
It's normal.
You put him on blast.
So you need reading glasses now?
I did. Yes, he does.
They said, you're fine. If you want, you can get readers. And they're like... Like 150 or
just
something.
Just get
like
readers,
that.
Man. Like, don't be that guy.
No, I'm fine. The only problem, I did have a problem filling out that form.
Exactly. Were you not paying attention Wednesday night? This old man is like, the instructor came over as I was leaving. I heard the instructor go, do you need me to read that for you?
The owner came over.
He couldn't see.
Wait. This is Jeremy. He's right.
I don't need glasses.
No. They put, so basically the form I was filling out was fingerprint. It was a fingerprint card. And they have a white paper with light blue text on it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was
nobody had problems reading it but you.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
it
a
is.
Jerk. I hate you. Go away.
No, but I mean,
but no, was I the only one? Nelson, when you looked at that, did you not
he's
say
got
yourself,
readers.
This was
he,
a bad
he's got readers. He's like,
I have
big
no
boy.
Shame in my game.
But you, I mean,
I've accepted my
I got LASIK so I can read.
I've come to terms with my disability. Come to the dark side,
hey,
my friend.
Hey, Jeremy.
Come to the
dark.
Literally,
Jeremy,
it's a dark side. You know that, right?
Jeremy,
it's a dark
it
side. Your eyes
you're
40, are going to start.
No, and right. And
you're
that's
almost
what,
50, and
that's,
it happens.
That's what they told me. They're like,
come to the dark side,
you,
my friend.
You have, you know, once you hit
what
40,
show is
your
this?
Bird's normal.
What show is this again?
I was like, okay, fine.
You're salty.
Fine.
What show? No, no, no. Salty. What number show is this again?
50.
Oh, 50. Oh, yeah. 50. Almost 50.
Ba-dum-ba-dum.
I'm not almost 50.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we really, it's we've hit it.
And we didn't even talk about being laid off.
What's it like to lose a job?
We'll leave it for next time. We'll leave it for next time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Remember to find us on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram.
Give us a like, follow us, share our content, and make sure you tune in next time to The Salty Show.
Make sure you
tune
slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs.
All right. And we are out. Adios, everybody.